New numbers from the Florida Department of Economic Opportunity show that the state's unemployment rate edged up slightly in May to 6.3%. WUWF's Dave Dunwoody reports that translates to about 606,000 jobless Floridians.
The bump in the rate from April 6.2% was not totally unexpected. Economists had projected it to grow slightly as more people began seeking work, with the economic recovery continuing. DEO Executive Director Jesse Panuccio says concentrate on the big picture.
Certainly over the last 3 years and the last year, we've seen a steady decrease in unemployment. This month, there was a slight uptick, but at the same time, hidden behind that number is that the labor force grew again this month. It's grown every month since the beginning of the year. So that's actually good news when people are coming back into the labor force.
Florida also lost nearly 18,000 jobs last month, which the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics calls the steepest such drop in the nation, ahead of Arizona and Illinois. Panuccio contends those are more than offset by the year-to-date figures.
For example, since the beginning of January, Florida's added 81,000 jobs. In any given month, it's hard to predict what could be fueling it because, again, the long-term trend line that we see is job growth. And the general atmosphere around the state is that jobs are being added.
The largest over-the-month increases in employment occurred in Texas, Pennsylvania, and New York.
And these are seasonally adjusted numbers, so they do account for the normal seasonal fluctuation, you know, that the school teachers are out of work during the summer, that we hire more retail people for the Christmas or the holiday season. And so we've already taken that seasonality into account.
University of West Florida economist Rick Harper says the flooding in late April also showed up in the local tourism and hospitality numbers.
Bridge traffic was down 5.5% over Memorial Day weekend. And what the hoteliers have told me, on the beach particularly, is that people from farther away weren't aware that Northwest Florida and Pensacola particularly was open for business. They feared that there would be damage to some of the infrastructure and tourist amenities.
Another red flag that went up was attendance at the annual LGBT events at and around Pensacola Beach, which did not stack up to the crowds in past years.
Some of that was attributed to a downtick in the number of concert and festival offerings this Memorial Day. But yes, it's fair to say that overall business activity, we didn't get the increase that we wanted going from the April to today time period.
Six major local sectors have gained jobs over the year: leisure and hospitality, financial, construction, trade, transportation and utilities, and manufacturing and information. Four other areas, professional and business services, education and health services, other services, and government, lost jobs over the same period. Many are concentrating, however, on the 18,000 jobs in the April figures. That comes at a time when Governor Rick Scott is making jobs the crown jewel issue of his reelection campaign. A spokesman for Charlie Crist, the frontrunner for the Democratic nomination to oppose Scott in November, calls the DOE release a gymnastic show.
We've got a situation where political campaigns obviously are going to report the numbers that they feel reflect most favorably on their efforts, and so not surprised to hear from the opposing camps. Thank goodness our federal statistical programs yield fairly accurate data.
West Florida's Rick Harper echoes DEO Chief Jesse Panuccio's contention that you can't just focus on month-to-month changes in the unemployment figures.
There's just too much volatility from one month to the next. It could be due to something like a weather factor that we certainly had loud and clear here in the data in Pensacola. You need to look at longer trends over 3, 4 month, 12-month periods. On that scale, Florida is doing well, 2.9% job growth May to May.
Overall jobless rates were up across the western panhandle in April. Escambia County went from 5.9% to 6.2%, Santa Rosa 5% to 5.4%, and Okaloosa County rose from 4.2% to 4.4%. Among metro areas, Pensacola Ferry Pass Brent went from 5.6% to 5.9%, while Crestview, Fort Walton Beach, Destin jumped from 4.2% to 4.4%. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.